you ever wonder what parenting is really like? Do you think that you're the only one that's struggling? Or have you missed out on that amazing hack everyone was talking about? Well, that sounds like you. Grab a seat and get comfy, as you'll be hearing real life stories from parents that are on the same collective journey, a little thing called parenthood. We'll hear from parents, caregivers, and experts as we fumble through this wonderful path together. I'm your host, Rashida, and welcome to the Parents Connecting Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today, you are in for a mini episode. I love mini episodes because they give you a quick listen. I know everybody is super busy with just everyday life. And in that super busy everyday life, there can be a lot of overwhelm. And so I talk about that on this episode. Overwhelm with all the different parenting advice, the different, not even different, but just the plethora of information and in all sometimes really great advice, but there's just so much. So what do you do? So listen in as I talk through that. And then I also wanted to announce that this is the second to last episode of season one. I can't believe it. We have 14 episodes under our belt until we go on about a 2-month hiatus. And I'm not going away during this time. There's going to be lots of things that you'll be hearing from me on social media. And I've already lined up conversations with moms, with more experts, and my own thoughts and feelings about a lot of different things. We're going to be diving a lot deeper into issues that parents deal with on a regular basis, issues that women deal with on an everyday basis, issues that women will deal with on an everyday basis, one of them being the perimenopause and menopause. That is, I have seen, it's getting a lot more national attention. Actually, Oprah has a whole thing on menopause. They're trying to flip the script on it. And even New York Times, I think, came out with an article on this right after the Super Bowl. Even the Super Bowl had an ad on menopause. I don't know if anybody saw that. And it's so interesting because when I started the show, I knew that that was going to be one of the topics that we talked about because it had been brought to my attention in a very different way earlier last year. And so I wanted to talk about this. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of this kind of stuff where some of the stuff is like people you don't even think about. And why is it relevant to parenting? Well, this show is so much more than about parenting. It is about people happen to be parents and coming together and connecting with one another. And so the conversations that you'll hear in season two are going to be more conversations with other parents, more conversations with experts, and more information from me. I'm going to be peppering things throughout the season, my life, my experiences, my past, my childhood, all that kind of good stuff that gives you the meat of the podcast. And so lastly, but not least, I wanted to thank the listeners. I want to thank you guys for making this podcast in the top 10% globally. It is awesome to know that I have listeners, dedicated listeners that tune in every single week. And, you know, if you haven't shared it, if you haven't rated it, if you haven't reviewed it, please do so because that is what really elevates the podcast and gets it visible to more people. It really is a global podcast. There are listeners in Bulgaria and listeners in India and listeners in the UK and, you know, Thailand. It's so fascinating. And because it really goes to show that we're all connected. We are all connected in different ways. And just by having a conversation, sometimes just by listening to a conversation, you feel more connected. So listen in on this really quick episode. I hope that you get something out of it and get excited for season two. We're going to launch back in the summer. We're going to relaunch in the summer, I should say. And there's going to be a lot of information, a lot of cool stuff that's going to come out in the interim. So, all right, let's get into it. So can we just talk about all of the parenting advice out there for just a minute or two or 10 or 20? Because if anybody is on social media, Facebook, Instagram, but lately, I would say lately, maybe the last year or so, I have seen more and more like reels and individuals who have really good advice. And a lot of the people that I follow are, you know, obviously are in the parenting space, different ways to help, you know, if you've got
siblings, or if you've got, multiple children and a sensitive kid, or a kid, just all, whatever you name it, right? Stay-at-home moms, like toddler activities, older, so people put everything that helps them in to help others. And I have realized and recognized, I'm recognizing that I do, and I've talked about this in some of my prior episodes, that I love to read and to research, and I really go deep, right? And I think in the trailer that I put out of this podcast, I talk about the 1,000 tabs, right? Like you open a tab for every single new thing that you're thinking about, of something that you're trying to figure out. And, a lot of them are related to parenting things. Figuring out if something is normal that your maybe toddler or child is doing, or some of the behavior, how to maybe improve some behavior, how to improve your own behavior towards your children. Now there are lots of conversations around dealing with past trauma, right? As a parent, whatever happened to you as a child has impacted you yourself, and then manifests itself in how you parent. And it's not good or bad. It just is, right? All of our experiences in life come out in certain ways, and you may not even be aware, even if it's negative or positive, right? And so there are these guides, and really you research and all kinds of stuff that come out into how to deal with certain situations. And some of it's intuition, right? I think intuitively as parents, we try things. And sometimes we get very frustrated. If you have multiple kids, maybe they're fighting all the time, which is part of just the development, I think, just, when you have two children, depending on the ages, they're going to have rivalries and jealousy. And they're also going to love each other and play with each other and all that kind of stuff. But I think in the frustrating moments, when it gets to a heightened, when everybody's yelling and screaming, and then maybe you're getting dysregulated. And I mean, this just happened recently, right? It happens all the time. Kids come home from school, they're really tired. They don't look like they're tired, but they actually are tired. Maybe they've been like masking at school and keeping it all together, and they come home and they just like are screaming and crying and jumping all over the place. And it can really, depending on your day, can really dysregulate yourself. And learning how to like manage those emotions when you deal with your children as a whole, like another thing. But I am recognizing that because there's just so much information out there, and sometimes can be not necessarily opposite of one another, but just a different way or a different approach. I think when you're scrolling through media and scrolling through reels, it can honestly be a little bit, maybe overwhelming is not maybe the right word, but there's, when you're trying to resolve something, I think that you've got to try to do one thing, stick with it for a little bit of time to see if it works. Because it's really easy to like try one thing and not work, and then try another thing and not work. And just like when kids start eating food, right, I'm sure you've kind of heard the statistics that it takes, and I don't know what the actual thing is, and I'm sure it ranges, but when you feed your child food for the first time, they're going to spit it out, they're going to gag, they're going to do all this stuff, and it takes them like 10, 20 times really just to even potentially like something, right? They might like something immediately, but some of the other foods that they try, it takes some time to acquire that taste. And so this isn't necessarily me having a solution to anything, but me just sort of putting it out there that if you're feeling that there's just, you're trying all these things for whatever situation that you're in and it's not working, and you're going to the next and you're going to the next thing, slow down. Because I finally just recognized, because I do like to learn, I do like to research, and I do have the 1,000 tabs open at one time, sometimes your brain really just can't process all that information. And so, my recommendation, maybe if there is one, is to find somebody that if you follow some sort of person, or on, whether it's on media or, research or doctors or whatever it is, try to take a class, webinars or something, because that gives you a little bit, it provides you a little bit more in-depth information, knowledge. It sticks with yourself more. And it also then provides you with a little bit more meat and guidance, so that you're not just You're not just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall, right? You have actual tools that are sitting in your brain for that particular moment. So I just wanted to take a couple minutes to say that, because as I was scrolling through media earlier, I just recognized that there's so many different parenting things out there and they're all great, such good resources, right? It's not to say that they're bad or anything, but it's just there's so many that it's hard to discern sometimes which one you should go with. And so I would say find something that you like, something that in particular that you're trying to resolve, and do one thing at a time. That's so hard to do because it's like the opposite of what I do. I don't like to do one thing at a time. I like to do a few things at a time, right? And kind of like, you know, do a little bit of everything. But so this is something I'm teaching myself as well. And I have found that when I do the webinar or the, you know, whatever the class or whatnot, those are the things that stick with me, even if it's just one little thing from that class. But it sticks with me far greater because I'm either understood the logic behind it or some of the more, you know, just more information around it to then put it into practice. So I wish you luck with whatever situation you're in. If you are in a situation, not that everybody is in a situation, parenting is literally evolves every single day. So that's it.
There you have it, folks. That is your mini episode for the week, I guess. You've got one more episode until season one is concluded. We will then go on a hiatus, like I mentioned at the top of the show. And during that hiatus, there's going to be a lot of, you're still here for me, but just in a different media. So if you haven't already, connect with me on the Parents Connecting Facebook group and follow me on Instagram at Rashida, that Parents Connecting. And you'll get the opportunity to also subscribe to my mailing list. And I'm going to be coming out with some cool free offers in the next couple of months. And we will talk next week. Happy connecting.